rides on the wind and passes through. Above the earth, above the clouds, above where strangers stand in crowds. Fire licks the wood to ash, telling me that nothing lies. But of the seeds that died and grew, everywhere I carry.
from the shallow pit. Get any deeper, I can't get out of it. I get it, I can't look away. I said I get it, I get it. It just pulls me like a trigger, baby. Lightning hits me, I can't see. I'm burning up, I got no relief. Wake me up from this fever dream. I can't look at the pages, look at the pages, look at the pages. Oh no, no. Dig me out, that's what they'd say. I didn't wanna be here in the first place. Everywhere I look is right in front of me. Everywhere I look is staring back at me. It pulls me like a trigger, baby. Lightning hits me, I can't see. I'm burning up, I got no relief. Wake me up from this fever dream. I can't look at the pages, look at the pages, look at the pages. Oh no, I can't look at the pages.
Yum. I hope you loved that just as much as I did. That was Misha and the Spanx this week at number six with the album Unconditional Love in Hi-Fi. And that song was called Dig Me Out. Andy Schaaf before that at seven with Telephone. Cat Clyde's Everywhere I Go. All Hands Make the Light. And a song called Waiting for the Light to Quit from the album Darling the Dawn at 9. And at 10, we had Planet Giza's Ready When You Are from the album of the same name. And coming up now at number 5, Bridal Party from the album Cool Down. We'll listen to Pool, followed by U.S. Girls with Just Space for Light from the album Bless This Mess, and Zune in there as well at number 3 this week with Brave New World Without You. So here we are right now at number 5. Pool by Bridal Party.
Feeling kind of nervous. Think I know what's good for me now. But nothing comes easy. But I'm patient. Feeling my own worth and dwelling on what's good for me now. But nothing comes easy. But I'm patient. I've been swimming inside my own pool.
on the charts. That was Zunes, A Brave New World Without You. U.S. Girls before that at 4 with Just a Space for Light. And Bridal Party started off the short set at 5 with Pool from the album Cool Down. Coming up next now at number 2, Begonia is still in the charts near the top with the album Powder Blue. We're listed to Chasing Every Sunrise from her, followed by Debbie Friday at number 1 in the charts for the second week in a row. We're listed to Hot Love from her album Good Luck. Thanks for tuning into the charts produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. As always, it's a pleasure. We'll see you next time.
I like to walk the long way home in silence, to hear the dead leaves roll along the highways, clicking like high heels on the concrete ground. Some kind of memory is trapped inside that sound. Chasing every sunrise in the backseats of cars. Hold my body a little too tight. To reveal them, but they came out in every word I said. Then out in the country, when I let my guard down, I could tell you were happy, but I also knew something else, that you had no home to go. Like I loved everything, loved losing all my sleep, loved having no secrets to keep, loved smiling just to smile, loved holding hands down grocery aisles. I know you can't erase my pain, but I still love everything about chasing every sunrise.
I don't feel you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Each winter, western monarch butterflies migrate to the California coast, where they cluster together in clumps of orange and black to survive the cold months. But this year, their winter habitat was hit by intense storms.
We have seen photographs of monarchs that were completely wet and cold, trying to survive, and they were just falling on the ground.
That's Rebecca Quiñones-Piñon of the National Wildlife Federation. She says the storms were a blow to the western monarch population, which has declined drastically since the 1980s. Monarch butterflies are threatened by habitat loss and pesticides, and they're sensitive to their environment, which makes them vulnerable to climate change.
We have seen that extreme weather, long droughts, and heavy precipitations are definitely affecting the monarch butterfly.
Early this year, conservation biologists had been encouraged. Surveys showed an increase in the number of overwintering butterflies. But the storms killed a lot of those butterflies, and they highlighted how devastating erratic weather can be for a species that is already struggling.
It's definitely heartbreaking.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.